Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome, everyone, to Uncluttered and Unfiltered. We are the podcast for women over 50. I'm Eden Kendall. Christine Stone is with me. Christine is a professional organizer, and I am professionally unorganized, but getting better every single day for being a part of this podcast.
I agree. I think you're doing really well.
Thank you so much. We have some great organizational tips coming your way in future episodes. Today, we have an interesting topic. And if you haven't said this in the last 24 hours, I would be shocked. But our topic today is, has the world gone f-ing crazy? So the answer is, of course.
Yes.
Of course, yes.
And I agree. If you haven't said that at least once, I don't believe it.
I know. If you go back through time, we have had many moments in our lives where we thought, the world's gone crazy. I mean, everyone has lost their damn minds.
Yep.
But never so much as I think this week, where it just feels like, because we had so many things going on this week. This is the week we're recording this 2 days after Super Bowl.
Yes.
And so, of course, you've got everybody who thinks their opinion on
the Super Bowl matters. Right. Which, by the way, I didn't even know who was playing.
Oh, you didn't know about Bad Bunny?
No, not about that.
Oh, you didn't know who the teams were?
I didn't know who the teams were.
Well, my husband
had to tell me, like, the day of the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I'm really not invested like everyone else. And even the halftime show, I think I kind of tuned out of that a few years back. I just think
that the halftime show should reflect pop culture, and I think
I agree.
It was very reflective of pop culture.
What's going on? We're old. We admit it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it, but I'm not here to get into any kind of battles over it because, that's not what this is about. What we're saying is, though, everybody takes things to the nth degree and has to be so opinionated and turn everything into such a big ordeal.
Yeah.
Right now, the big news story, as of the recording of this, is the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie.
Ugh, and just tragic. That's...
We hope there will be more resolution in 2 days from now when this podcast is released.
Yes.
So we're praying on that. But again, another example of what in the world
is going on.
And it's such a cliche when people say, I didn't have that on my bingo card, but my gosh.
I definitely didn't, though.
What a story.
And not only that, what is the point of, you know what I mean? Like, she's an elderly woman who needs medication. You understand if back in the day, remember when it was like you'd kidnap kids and
Lindbergh,
then they'd want, the Lindbergh baby. But this isn't that. This is like a new thing.
And as of today, we don't know if it really is a kidnapping
right.
or these are some other people jumping right. on trying to get some Bitcoin. Everything points to in this moment, and I keep wanting to say that because, again, things change so drastically daily, although in this case, it seems like that's not happening.
I agree.
I'm watching a lot of – what's different now is you have every former FBI person has a social media account, and they are weighing in. There is one lady I like who – I mean, she was at her kid's soccer game or something, and she's like, I'm in my car right now because everyone wants to know what I think about the latest video. And she always talks about, like, well, from what I understand, and investigations, the routine is to do this. And she really thinks that they have nothing.
I don't think they have anything either. And you know me, I'm a crime.
You're a crime junkie.
I'm a crime junkie.
Which we're about to get to in a minute.
Right. I've never seen anything like this. And you know, I watch 2020, Dateline, 48 Hours, you name it, everything on the Oxygen Channel. And I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. This is so bizarre.
And it really seems like that sheriff is out of his depth.
Oh, definitely.
But taking every opportunity for his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes. That's what I felt too. I felt like he was really into the fame thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I just feel like she's a celebrity. Like, everyone knows who Savannah Guthrie
is.
Everyone does. That's the part that I think I'm not understanding. Like, she has so, like, if it was just someone off your mom or my mom, I don't know if they'd be giving it this kind of attention.
Oh, certainly the president would not be involved.
No, not at all. And I think that's what this has been, just captivating 24 hours a day, every news cycle, every social media, Instagram, TikTok. This is why it's so unusual, because she's a celebrity and her mother's 84 years old. Yeah. It just, the whole thing makes it. That's why I said the world is going crazy.
And
officially,
my heart is broken for Savannah, in that there are all of these speculators saying, well, if she wasn't famous, if she hadn't brought the Today Show to her mom's house a while back, if she hadn't done this.
But that's what makes her relatable.
But you can't play that game. You can't.
No, and that's what makes her relatable, that she's that kind of person.
That would introduce us to her mom.
Yeah, that would. I'd like to see her and her mom together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's that kind of show that the Today Show is. So I feel for her family.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've never seen anything like this before, and I hope it ends well.
Hopefully never again, and hopefully by the time you're hearing this, one way or another, hopefully we want, obviously, a good resolution, but whatever the case may be, hopefully by the time this episode, by the time you're listening to this, we do know a little more. Now, you are a true crime junkie, and you did insist that I watch. Now, it would not be my choice of what to watch, but you insisted that I watch a documentary series called Handsome Devil. I think it's called Handsome Devil, the Charming Killer.
Yeah.
About Wade Wilson.
Yeah.
Who, because that is the name of the character in the movie Deadpool, was also called at one time the Deadpool Killer. This guy, so we watched it last night because you told us to watch it. Three episodes.
Well,
quick
because
watch.
The topic we were talking about was, has the world gone crazy?
Yes,
and I said, oh my gosh, I just watched this documentary on something that I said to my husband. Has the world gone absolutely crazy?
Okay, so here's why this documentary stands out. You can find a million documentaries on true crime.
Right.
This guy is so good looking and charming with the dimples and the whole deal that women all over the world were doing a GoFundMe. They were trying to get him to pay attention to them. He had multiple women calling him, putting money in his canteen. They
called
it on
the show.
Well,
let's say what he did first.
Oh, yeah, let's. Go ahead.
He murdered two women and admitted it. Like, as if he were eating breakfast, like when he was talking to the police. Like, yeah, I did. I killed her. And then the second one,
he ran over 10 times.
Yeah, I wanted her to be like spaghetti or something, he said. So he very much admitted that he did this. This is not, So these women were so enamored. And I'm talking social media everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. That they were acting like he didn't do it, even though he admitted it and still admitted it. Like he wasn't trying to hide it.
There was one woman who, even after it came out in court that there were multiple women that were considered by themselves to be his girlfriend.
Yeah, he had lots of girlfriends.
She still stayed in court every day, still paid for all of the outfits that he would wear into the courtroom, still put money on his commissary or canteen, as they called it. These women were angry when his own father testified against him. They were mad at the dad. They're like, well, of course he's bad with the dad like that.
Yeah.
The dad had a recorded phone call where the son admitted everything to him, so he turned him in.
Yeah. And then people harassed him on social media.
Yeah.
He beat up a girlfriend, was arrested. She testified against him. They ruined her on social media.
Yeah, they gave her death threats.
How could you
do that to him?
Yeah.
Poor Wade.
Yeah, poor Wade. And then when he was in prison, he already had tattoos from the neck down, but then he tattooed his face like so disfiguring, like just the most bizarre thing.
Swastikas.
Swastikas. And his lawyer was Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay? Which this whole thing is insane.
Which you could tell how much the lawyer loved him, because every time the prosecution would give a big long spiel, he'd say, we have no reply, we have nothing,
right? We have nothing. Yeah. The guy's crazy.
Even the final, when they were seeking the death penalty, the only thing the defense attorney could really grab onto was, at least I'm going to keep you alive,
which
spoiler
what a waste.
Alert
anyway.
But his defense was, look at this guy. He's clearly lost his mind.
Right, right.
That was how he was able to try and defend him, but it didn't happen. I thought he had already been put to death, but I guess he's still alive.
Oh, no. You know, when you get the death penalty, it goes on for
forever.
Like 30 years. Yeah. I don't even know why they have it, because really, you live a long, long time after that. So anyway.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can you imagine waiting 11 years to get screened for cancer? On average, people with mental health issues experience an 11-year delay between symptoms and seeking help, and close to two-thirds of mental illnesses go untreated. Hearts for Minds promotes healthy lives by promoting mental health education, facilitating early identification, and connecting people to treatment. Are you ready to learn more? Go to heartsforminds.org. Hearts, F-O-U-R, minds.org for more information and to learn how you can help.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it just goes back to show you, I blame everything that everyone's going crazy about, whether it's you have kids, anything, is social media. I think social media has made any little thing turn like the biggest thing in the whole wide world, has given people fame that normally would never have fame, mm-hmm. has had people making money just sitting home doing social media. So they're not really out in the world. You know what I mean? Like, I mm-hmm. just think social media has really had a major impact on, I mean, to do a GoFundMe for a guy like this.
Ridiculous.
And what they raised, like $90,000. For a serial killer.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
If he had not been caught, he no doubt would have continued on this spree.
Oh.
He was just in the mood. This is basically what he said. I just woke up feeling it.
Yeah, I just want to kill people, he said. Yeah. That was it. There was no reason for it. He just felt like doing it.
Yeah.
And you admit it to everybody. Anyway,
so that's another example. Here's yet another example, and I have to give you a lot of credit for this one. Recently, I reached out to you and I said, have you seen Dr. Peter Attia on 60 Minutes? He's the longevity doctor who they did an entire episode and some plus
yes.
on him.
I
talking
saw
about
it.
All of the different ways that people could extend their life and
if
live life
to the
fullest.
If they had $1 million, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, because he's a concierge doctor that
yes.
charges $500,000 just to be
Just to get an appointment.
You were kind of saying, well, you know, he's not accessible to everyone, and he kind of gives me the ick.
Yep.
Well,
I did say that.
Yeah. So you said that. Okay. Fast forward to a few weeks later when the Epstein file emails are released. Here's Dr. Peter Attia, best buds with Jeffrey Epstein.
And the most vile emails.
A vile email saying that eating blankety blank is low fat and no response on if it's gluten free and just disgusting. Telling him how much he envies his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Jeffrey Epstein would be the perfect patient
right.
with all the money in the world and wanting to live the life of a 20-year-old dude because he's got so much sex he's got to have, right?
Right.
With these underage women.
Right.
And so, yeah. So 60 Minutes has since pulled the episode.
Oh, good.
So had we done what I suggested and done an entire episode on this 60 Minutes episode, you wouldn't be able to see it anywhere because 60 Minutes is like, nope.
Right.
What Peter Attia episode?
Well, and he was supposed to be a regular.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
now
he was CBS correspondent.
Yeah, and now they pulled that too.
No, thank you.
I just think when you are only giving information to people who can afford it, I don't know if I buy it. It's almost like a, what is it, those scams where you have to buy into it and then somebody...
like everything online.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a little nugget.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a little nugget and then that's that.
Right.
So,
and only if you're rich can you live forever. If you're middle class or poor, you're going to die and that's
the end. Why would you want to live forever if you're just medium?
Right, right. If you're just mediocre, you shouldn't live at all. So, I mean,
who do you think you are?
Yeah. So I did get the ick from him, but anyway.
Yeah. You were right to get the ick from him. So that's one of the many. There's so many great examples of have the world gone crazy. Now, I saw something recently when I ran this by you. We said we were going to do this in another episode, and we will at more length. But this is something you've known about forever. I only recently learned of it when you would see these women and they had these high cheekbones. I just thought, oh, that's filler or what have you. I did not recognize or learn that there's this thing called buckle. Is it buckle fat? Buckle fat removal?
Yeah.
Where they're getting from the inside of their mouth all of the cheek fat sucked out. It's like liposuction from the inside of your mouth. Yeah. And they have these inordinately high cheekbones. And there are all these before afters of like Kelly and Sharon Osbourne is what brought it to my attention. Or just name any celebrity, fill in the blank here. And they look completely different, but they have this perfect facial structure.
Right.
And you'd known about this for a long time, but I'm only just seeing it.
Only because I'm now seeing, which I said, what will happen is they're going to regret it and wish they had that. And sure enough, now that's what's happening. So that's why I knew about it, because it's already flipped.
They're regretting it because as you age,
right.
One thing you don't want is less fat in your face.
Exactly.
So that to me was a prime example of has the world gone crazy?
Right.
Because what in the world, I mean, if you just time dropped here and you were in a time machine from anywhere, the lip filler, the Botox, all of it would sound crazy to you. And that's not to say that I don't have plenty of Botox floating around in this here face. But it would sound crazy to you. Like, oh, you're going to take that botulism that we try to avoid so much and inject it?
Yeah.
But this, the fat removal.
Yeah.
What? I had no idea.
I think every year, every 6 months, there'll be something new. So just get ready. I just think every year there's something new out there that somebody's going to do that's the new norm. And then, like with everything, there'll be something newer than that, and you'll regret you did that. And it's just never ending. I just think it's a never ending cycle.
What are we going to do? I mean, the world has gone mad.
Crazy. Crazy.
It's wild. And that's, you know, I have to say, this is one of the reasons, and I bet any mental health professional would agree with this, and I'm not one, obviously, but being organized is one of the ways that we can, within our own lives, kind of combat this feeling of everything's going crazy, everything's going out of control. We don't have a lot of control over a lot of things, but we can control that.
Well, and that's why I also say when people, especially in the past few years, have become homebodies, there's a reason for that, because you can't predict what's going to happen outside your front door. Really, you really can't anymore. I mean, the most bizarre things can happen and you can't predict it. When you're home in your home, it's your safe space. So that's the only area you can control from the craziness that is going on right now in the world. Even people getting, like you said, over a halftime show. Like, I don't even understand all the hype over, even after, even before. It's like, come on, there's got to be something more important in the world. I mean, you know what I mean?
And people do relate it to things that are more important in the world, for sure. And I don't want to discount that. However, you do need a place to escape to.
Yeah.
You have to be able to at least shut things down.
Yep.
And so, you know, one of the places that you have always recommended that people pay very close attention to is the bedroom.
Yep.
And we've had episodes on organizing your bedroom, and I suggest you go back through our catalog for that. But I think that would be a great place to start in a situation where you're starting to feel that overwhelming feeling.
Well, and I see a lot of people, once I leave and have done my job, that's what they start to feel, is you now have created a peaceful sanctuary. And so I think until things calm down, I don't know if they ever will, to be quite honest with you, but starting in your own home is the best place to start for some peace and quiet and creating an environment that calms you down and leaves you to the point where when you do have to leave the house, because we all have to leave the house, that you have a place to decompress to at the end of the day that isn't as bad as the outside world.
And in the interest of having that one specific tip that is a takeaway, and I'm taking this from other episodes that we've done, lighting in the bedroom, I know you find that to be a very important thing.
Oh, yes. I find that a very important thing. Whether it's the light bulbs you choose, I mean, even down to the light bulbs you choose, I think having no clutter in the bedroom whatsoever, none, going in your nightstands and organizing in the drawers and getting rid of exercise equipment that you never use in there. If you meant to get drapes and they're sitting on the floor because you haven't hung them, hang them up. You know, if you need a new ceiling fan because that one's broken, invest in a new ceiling fan. Like, do whatever you have to do in your environment to create peace and calm. Trust me, it matters and it makes a huge difference.
All right, because you can't control what else
is going on,
but you can control your own space. And starting the bedroom is the tip for today.
Yes.
And like with everything, you know, we always want to know what you think. So please join us on our Ladies Only Uncluttered and Unfiltered page. You can find it on Facebook. We have a link in our show notes. And with all the craziness in the world, at least when you're home, you can let it go.
And don't look back.